A state Senate committee heard testimony Monday on legislation that would require insurance companies in Wisconsin cover families with autistic children. The bill's Senate sponsor is Beloit Democrat Judy Robson.
And until recently, autism was considered a lifelong disability with poor prognosis. Now with early, appropriate, intensive treatment, children and their families can see dramatic improvements.
Dr. Katie Woody treats autistic children in Milwaukee.
I just want you to know that the quality of treatment is beginning to suffer under the current restrictions, the current wait list. Insurers have ignored an ethical obligation to update their coverage accordingly, which, frankly, smacks of discrimination.
Lawmakers also heard from parents of autistic children, such as Bill Bingen of Burlington, whose son Joey suffers from autism.
After paying insurance premiums for almost 20 years and never submitting a major claim, our son was denied any insurance coverage for the recommended treatment for autism. Treatment was considered medically unnecessary by our insurance company.
Support for the legislation is not unanimous among those with autistic children. State Representative Kevin Peterson, whose children are both autistic, told the Senate committee the bill would still leave many uncovered. Bob Hague, Wisconsin Radio Network.